podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is Late Tea Time, the golf betting podcast that finds the best betting value closer to the first shot being struck than anyone else.
Always gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for more information.
And a very good morning to you, Late Tea Timers. I've got my coffee here. It's early morning in the UK because the US Open is not done necessary for UK timings, is it? Coffee there for Dave Tindall as well. Tea. And hello, DT. Good morning. Are you awake yet?
I am very awake, yeah. I've been up hours already, honestly.
Yeah.
You know I have as well because my son's sitting his exams this morning, so I needed to give him a last minute a rallying call and an inspirational talk before his maths exam.
Good luck to Tindall Jr. today with his GCSE maths. But back to the USPGA Championship. We've had round one. Let's run through very quickly the top of the leaderboard. Rory McIlroy has bounced on from his fantastic final round at the Masters with a 5-under par. He leads at the after round one. There's two on 4-under par there, DT. Will Zalatoris, who you mentioned last week, actually has been a contender this week. He's only one behind Rory. Matt Kuchar, who we'll talk about in just a second, is 3-under, and Matt Fitzpatrick is 2-under. Justin Thomas also in there at 3-under. In fact, that's probably a good time to go into yesterday's bets, isn't it? Because you put up Justin Thomas, 16-1, 9 places. He's 3-under 2 off the lead. You put up Matt Kuchar to be a top 20 finish. He's 3-under and 2 off the lead. So both of those doing very, very nicely. And the treble. One of them's leading, two are behind, but obviously that's a 72-hole bet. Yeah. So at the moment, after round one, we're not doing bad, are we?
Yeah, because, you know, we only went for one pick in each. So it wasn't like one of our seven are doing quite well. Our only outright tip was Thomas. He actually scored the best round in the afternoon. It was windier in the afternoon and he had the toughest conditions. So he shot the best afternoon score, 3-under, just 2 back. And Kuchar had a bit of a rough start, actually, but then played really, really nicely. So he's tied 4th and we only need him to be tied 20th. And that was a 5-1 chance. So, yeah, good start. The 3-ball, as you say, a bit of work to do, but that's a marathon, not a sprint. We've got 72 holes for that to unfold. So, yeah, we're looking quite good, quite pleased with that.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Obviously, the reason we come back in between rounds as well as giving you the preview for round one is because we want to try and find some more value as we go through these markets in play. Let's start off, Dave, with looking at the outrights here. Rory McIlroy obviously leading, as I said. He's now best price of 3-1 to win the USPGA. Justin Thomas, our man, is best price of 12s, actually, with Boyle Sports, which sounds like a very good price. Cameron Smith's in there. He's on 12s as well, best price. And the Schaffler's 14s. You've got Scotty Scheffler, who is 25s. In terms of the value, we're only a quarter of the way through this, aren't we? So is there any value? Is there any scope for backing on the outrights now?
Yeah, that Thomas price is too good to be true because it's not actually correct. They've not updated. So on odds checker, he's around 7-1, Thomas, which is okay. The problem for him, which is not great, is that clearly, the morning stars yesterday got a break with the wind. Well, this time it looks like the wind switched. So the AM group on Thursday, i.e. the Friday group today, get the better wind again. So there definitely seems a draw bias this week. So great news for Rory and many of the other ones up the leaderboard, Zalatoris, Hoagie, Kuchar. It's all good news for them because it looks like they're going to get lower winds this afternoon, which is good. In which case, in a tournament and a course where you need to be up there right from the very start. If you're having another outright bet today, I'd just look at the very top of the leaderboard. I mean, Rory, it does seem short, doesn't it? What 3-1? I'm not sure I'd say, yeah, get in. But say, for example, Tom Hoagie, 25-1, one shot back. I'm not sure he can win it, but he could run into a place at that price. Will Zalatoris could win it, to be fair. He's around 10-1. So I certainly wouldn't put anyone looking at him.
You mentioned Will Zalatoris last week as coming into some kind of form. And he's always towards the top end of the leaderboard. Whenever I watch a major, he's always up there somewhere. There's going to come a day where he wins one.
Yeah, he's brilliant in the majors. Runner-up in the Masters on his debut. And then I think he's had three other top eight finishes in majors. So yeah, he sounded confident after yesterday. The only thing I did jot down was he said he holds four or five 25-footers. Now, that's sort of a bit, you know, one-off. You're not going to be doing that every day. Yeah, we'll come on to him when we discuss the three balls. But anyone who went out, anyone who's got an afternoon tea time today is right up the top of that leaderboard. You could have a look at someone we backed last week as well, Davis Riley. He's only three back. You can get 66-1, I think, on him. Again, rather than trying to pick someone who's eight back, you think, oh, they might come with a charge. No, just look at the top, very top of the leaderboard. I think there's a stat. They played 10 tournaments at Southern Hills. I think the winner has been leading after round one in eight of them. So unless you're... So great news for Rory. So as we see in so many majors, unless you're up there from the start, you're gone. So sorry to put anyone off. You know, you've had a bet who's like seven back. You're thinking, well, you never know. Don't think so. Good news for Thomas as well, I guess. But as I say, again, windier conditions this morning.
The one thing... With Rory, sometimes a lot of the times in the majors, he has an atrocious start, doesn't he? And he battles back like he did in the Masters and fires something ridiculous in the fourth round to kind of get himself a top 10. But he's got off to a great start, so there's no reason why he can't continue it, I guess, is there?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In terms of the bets ahead of round two, you have got me some kind of three-ball jobby going on?
I have indeed, yes. And let's start with Rory because he's the leader. He did so well yesterday. So he's in a match bet with Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth. They were the feature coverage yesterday morning. Now, with these three balls, the best strategy I always think is to try and sort of knock one out, and then you've got two players sort of going for you. So Tiger would be the one we'd remove because, I don't know, did you see much of it yesterday? He was limping and... It's going to be really hot as well today in the afternoon when he plays, which, you know, he just sort of got that tired body going round. It's going to be tough for him. So I think it's a shootout between Rory and Spieth. Now, Rory beat Spieth by seven shots yesterday. Spieth didn't look quite on it. Rory had that sort of slow walk. He just looked like, yeah, I'm on this. Where Spieth was fighting it a little bit. But Spieth needs to win this one to win the Grand Slam. So I think that adds a bit of pressure onto him. He sort of knows how important this is to his legacy. So Rory, I think, can pick him off again. So I think Rory's 13-10 to win that three ball, which I think is a two ball because I don't think Tiger will be a factor today. So that's leg one.
You wonder how long he can sustain limping around because he's got pride. He's a winner, isn't he? Whether he can do this for very long and just be an also-ran.
Yeah, I think he'll play here. He'll probably miss the cut. And then I don't think we'll see him until St. Andrews. Like he definitely wants to play that because of all his history there and the history of the course. So, yeah, I mean, if you're a big Tiger fan, and you want to watch him, cash in today because I don't think we'll see him for a while. Leg two is going to be Taylor Gooch, someone I backed on the outrights, actually, 100-1. He had a really nice round yesterday, shot one under in the afternoon, which was very impressive. Got him in the... So top 20 on the leaderboard, tied 16th, I think he's there. He's a short price, but he's up against Ryo Kinoshita and Brandon Bingaman. Well, they shot 8 over and 9 over respectively yesterday. So he beat them by 9 and 10 shots. So I don't really think that's much of a match. So Gooch is 4-7. I mean, I could argue that he should be 1-3, something like that. But 4-7, just as kind of the safe part of the treble, I thought he was the standout there. So very happy with Rory, very happy with Taylor Gooch. The one that's going to make us a bit of money, if it lands, is the one involving Cameron Smith. He's up against Will Zalatoris and Victor Hovland. I think we said in the preview edition that Hovland's poor chipping around these greens, which maybe wasn't as important yesterday because the greens were softer, it was easier to hold them. But as the course dries out, I think that part of his game will be tested more. So I'm rolling out Hovland there. Yeah, I mean, he's a great player. He's your mate as well, so I feel bad. But I just think the other two have got the edge. So then it comes down to Zalatoris versus Cam Smith. I said earlier, Zalatoris admitted he holed like 4 or 5 25-footers, which kind of glossed his score a little bit. Cam Smith had a poor start. Then he said he had a sort of mental reset, just drank a bottle of water, mental reset, and played the rest of his round in 4 under. It was a brilliant burst of scoring. His stats look good as well. So I'm going to take Cam Smith. He's becoming a real sort of go-to guy in the majors, isn't he? I know Zalatoris is as well, but I just think looking at the numbers, Smith's game after that poor start was excellent. And I can see Smith being a massive part of this tournament now. So here's the other leg. So Rory to win his, Gooch to win his, and Smith to win his. It comes out at a fraction under 5-1. 4.79-1 with Bet Victor. Some sort of just a little bit lower with other firms, but you're getting sort of 9-2, around 5-1.
Yeah.
For that three ball treble.
Important though, we mentioned the bookie as well, because you had a query yesterday, didn't you? To just clarify who the bookie was with.
Yeah, we will stress that. So if you don't have an account with BetVictor, everywhere else is similar, sort of 9-2-ish.
That concludes our round two preview then, DT. Good luck with your bets. McIlroy, Gooch and Smith, the picks there in the... that's for just round two, is that? That's for just round two as a three ball, the 18 holes today. 5-1 with BetVictor for that treble to come in. Got Justin Thomas going for us. We've got Matt Kuchar still in the running. And then the trebles... that we had for the 72 holes, still yet to be decided, only a quarter of the way through, obviously, in Oklahoma. DT, enjoy the golf. Good luck with your bets. Gamble responsibly out there, everybody. Of course, we'll see you again right about the same time tomorrow, I suppose, with loads of coffee injected into our souls. And we'll look ahead to round three. But enjoy round two, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Always gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for more information.
Sports Social Podcast Network.